Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Financial Market Insights for Traders. I'm your host, Sophia, and today we're going to explore one of the most exciting, and yes, one of the most challenging corners of global investing, emerging markets. Now, emerging markets have always carried a kind of magnetic pull. They're fast-moving, unpredictable, but packed with opportunity for those who know how to approach them. And as we look toward 2026, two themes stand out in particular. The first is investing in Asian markets, and the second is understanding the outlook for the BRIC economies, Brazil, Russia, India, and China. So, over the next half hour or so, I want to take you on a deep dive into these markets, the opportunities and the pitfalls, and of course, the strategies that can help you make the most of what's coming. Let's start with the big picture. By 2026, emerging markets are expected to account for nearly two-thirds of global economic growth. That's not a side story, that's the main story. And the reasons are pretty clear. Across Asia, Latin America, and Africa, we're seeing millions of people joining the middle class every year. That means more consumers with more disposable income. We're also seeing these countries leapfrogging stages of development. Instead of slowly evolving banking systems, for example, they're jumping straight into mobile payments. Instead of lagging in renewable energy, many of them are leading the charge. And let's not forget, these economies sit on some of the most valuable resources in the world, from rare earth metals in Africa to soybeans and iron ore in Brazil. But here's the catch. Not all emerging markets are created equal. Some are prime for growth. Others are burdened with risk. So let's turn the spotlight on Asia first, because Asia remains the heart of the story. If we talk about investing in Asian markets in 2026, there are three key areas to pay attention to: India, China, and Southeast Asia. India, without question, is the standout performer. Its economy is expected to keep growing at around 6 to 7% annually, which makes it the fastest growing major economy in the world. The reasons behind this growth are powerful. India has invested heavily in digital infrastructure, and today mobile payments and e-commerce are booming. Government reforms have made doing business easier, taxes more transparent, and infrastructure investment is ongoing. And maybe the most important factor of all, demographics. Over half of India's population is under the age of 30. That's a massive wave of young workers and young consumers fueling demand for everything from healthcare to housing to technology. If you're thinking about sectors, IT services, financial services, renewable energy, and healthcare are the ones to watch. Now, let's turn to China. The days of double-digit growth may be over, but let's be clear. China is still the world's second largest economy and still too important to ignore. Growth is slowing, and there are challenges, no doubt. The population is aging, debt levels are high, and the geopolitical backdrop is tense. But the Chinese economy is also shifting in interesting ways. It's moving away from being the factory of the world and toward a model driven by domestic consumption and advanced manufacturing. By 2026, we're likely to see even greater dominance in electric vehicles, solar energy, robotics, and artificial intelligence. There are risks, of course, particularly with unpredictable regulations, but there are also opportunities in areas like healthcare, green technology, and domestic consumption. China may not be the growth rocket it once was, but it's still a critical piece of the emerging market puzzle. And then there's Southeast Asia, which is quickly becoming the rising star. Countries like Vietnam, Indonesia, and the Philippines are benefiting from supply chain diversification as global companies look for alternatives to China. These countries offer something powerful: young populations, rapid digital adoption, and governments that are increasingly open to trade and foreign investment. Think about Vietnam's manufacturing boom, Indonesia's growing digital economy, or the Philippines' financial technology adoption. This region is no longer just a footnote. It's becoming a central player in Asia's growth story. So if you're considering investing in Asian markets by 2026, the strategy is clear. Don't bet on just one country. Diversify across India's scale, China's depth, and Southeast Asia's rising momentum. Now let's shift gears to the BRICS, Brazil, Russia, India, and China. When the acronym first came out in the early 2000s, the story was that these four countries would dominate global growth. 20 years later, the picture is more complicated. Take Brazil. Its economy and stock market are heavily tied to commodities. Soybeans, oil, iron ore, these exports drive growth. With global demand for food and resources expected to rise, Brazil remains important. But the challenge is political stability. Investors are always watching to see if reforms stick, if fiscal policies hold, and if Brazil can maintain an environment that attracts foreign capital. Beyond commodities, there's a lot of promise in renewable energy, where Brazil is already a leader in biofuels and hydroelectric power. Then there's Russia. Unfortunately, Russia has essentially fallen off the map for international investors. Ongoing sanctions and geopolitical isolation mean it's not a realistic destination for mainstream global portfolios. Unless there's a dramatic political shift, Russia's role in the BRICS story is minimal by 2026. India, as we've discussed, is the star performer of the group. Its growth trajectory, domestic demand, and reform-driven policies make it incredibly attractive for long-term investors. And then there's China, still central because of its sheer size, but more complex than it used to be. The opportunities are selective. You want to be looking at specific sectors rather than broad exposure. So when we talk about the BRICS stock market outlook today, the summary is this. India and Brazil look the most promising. China still matters, but requires caution, and Russia is largely out of the picture. Of course, we can't talk about emerging market strategies without addressing the risks, and there are plenty of them. Currency risk is huge. Exchange rates can swing sharply, and if you're not hedged, those swings can wipe out your returns. Political risk is another. Governments in emerging markets can change policies overnight, sometimes in ways that shock investors. Liquidity is also a challenge. These markets don't always have the same depth as developed ones, so it can be harder to buy or sell positions quickly without moving the price. And finally, global shocks, from rising U.S. interest rates to oil price swings, can ripple through emerging economies and destabilize them. Managing these risks requires discipline. It means diversifying across regions and sectors, using tools like currency hedges, and keeping a long-term perspective. So what does a practical strategy for 2026 look like? Well, first, thematic investing is powerful. Instead of focusing only on countries, focus on themes that transcend borders, like clean energy, fintech, and healthcare. Second, spread your bets across regions. Don't just concentrate on one country. Mix India, Southeast Asia, and Brazil to balance the risks. Third, be patient. Emerging markets can be very volatile from quarter to quarter, but the real returns come when you hold through the cycles, sometimes 5 to 10 years. And finally, use a mix of passive and active strategies. ETFs are a great way to get broad exposure, but active managers can uncover gems in smaller companies that ETFs might miss. Of course, none of this is possible without the right tools. If you're serious about trading and investing in emerging markets, you need a platform that's reliable, cutting-edge, and user-friendly. That's why I recommend checking out crystalballmarkets.com. Their platform gives you the speed and the features you need to manage trades effectively, especially in fast-moving global markets. And just as important as the technology is the education. You need to keep learning. That's why I also suggest tuning into Crystal Ball Markets podcast on RSS. They're designed to help beginners and seasoned traders alike understand trading, investing, macroeconomics, and financial markets in a clear, accessible way. So where does all this leave us? By 2026, emerging markets will still be the main engine of global growth. Asia leads the charge, with India at the forefront, China adjusting its model, and Southeast Asia stepping into the spotlight. The BRIC outlook shows strength in Brazil and India, selectivity in China, and little to no role for Russia. The risks are real, but the opportunities are enormous. And with the right strategy and the right tools, you can be well positioned to capture them. That's it for today's episode of Financial Market Insights for Traders. I'm Sophia, and I hope this conversation has given you both the big picture and the practical steps to start building your own emerging market strategy for the years ahead. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time, Stay informed, trade smart, and never stop learning.